I got Jack in Atlanta. Jack, good day. Welcome.
Hey, man. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm all right, man. Listen, I had a situation a few years back where I worked with a Jamaican lady, and she had dreadlocks, and I didn't understand it. And I asked her, how does she wash her hair? Because, man, I had a trust with her. I just didn't understand it.
Now, when you say work with her, were you a supervisor or a colleague?
No, I was a colleague.
Okay.
This is the situation. But I perceived her to not have great hygiene because I thought dreadlocks were nappy, and I didn't understand.
And you have to keep them very clean, by the way.
Exactly. That's what she said.
Yeah.
She's like, otherwise, I got to start over.
That's right.
So, I did not know that. I think what's happening here is that the normal bias against people who don't have great hygiene is coming out, and folks, white folks especially, don't understand what hygiene looks like in black people. And
that's really interesting. Yeah. Okay.
I think that's what's coming through. Because, like, think about it. If you got a mustache and you don't go there, you don't know what a clean shaven mustache looks like.
Right.
If you got not even dreadlocks, if you got braids going on. And, like, you got them kind of done up in the back. It may look cute, but somebody's looking at that going, that's not very professional.
Mm.
And that's where I think this is. And I just think it goes back to a larger idea. If you're trying to put your best foot forward and you're trying to have good hygiene, that's what we teach everybody in an interview, and you're interviewing with somebody who thinks you look nappy or you don't look like you're put together, that's the discrimination here. And I think it's just because white people don't really understand what, you know, black people have to go through to keep themselves up.
Does that then become an issue of ignorance on behalf of the employer?
Hell yeah. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. All right. Thank you for your call and your insight. U.S. court rules that dreadlocks can be banned. You can be discriminated against for having dreadlocks. Now, many people wear dreadlocks because of cultural and religious expression. It is deeply connected to ancestry, to meaning. However, that doesn't matter. 404-892-2703. Not according to the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals. Okay? 404-892-2703. Also, a school in Louisville, Kentucky. Butler Traditional High School. That's the name of the high school. It's called Butler Traditional High School. They had to throw in the word traditional. Butler Traditional High School. Look it up. It's a real school. They put in writing specifically prohibiting dreadlocks, cornrows, and twist. So if you have an ethnic hairstyle, then you need not apply. I mean, that's going way off the reservation. Dreadlocks, cornrows, and twist. You cannot come to their school with any of them. 404-892-2703. Fair or unfair? Bias or unbiased? Exactly. 404-892-2703. Let's go to Deborah in Atlanta. Deborah, good day. Welcome.
Good morning. It's no bias, and it's so ridiculous. In that high school, Butler Traditional, they wouldn't get a dime of my money. If they were a public school, they definitely wouldn't get a dime of any of the tax money. So I don't know where you said that was, but if they're citizens.
Yeah, it's
there,
in Louisville, Kentucky.
Is that a public school or a private school? Because they would definitely, I mean, the citizens there need to really, they wouldn't get a dime of my tax money.
Yeah, I think this is a public institution.
Oh, well, that's just dumb.
Yeah.
That's just dumb and stupid for the citizens to put up with that. But can I please speak on the caller that called a few minutes ago? I call it reverse psychology. They think it's cute, and they think that we're dumb and we're stupid and we're not catching it. He used the words like nappy, how do you keep your hair clean, black people have to work so hard on their appearance. Honey, no, we don't. We wake up beautiful. I woke up like this. I'm not the one in a tanning salon trading off cancer for to be darker or have darker skin. And just because somebody
wears
dreadlocks, you know, some people, they really know who to approach, like to ask you, how do you wash your hair?
I think he was actually curious. I didn't see any problem with what the gentleman said. I think he was ignorant to a particular item in conversation, and he decided to inquire, and he inquired directly rather than going off of what other people have told him. I thought that was pretty stand up. And I think when he said, hold on, let me explain. Hold on, Deborah. I'll let you say what you want to say when I finish.
Okay. Okay.
And then he did say that it's actually more hygienic to have dreads, because you do have to keep them so clean, more so than probably white hair, I think, was his inference. But I thought that was accurate. I've always known that about dreads and locks. He just found it out through an employee.
Mm-hmm. So basically, when I listen to people, I listen like you listen, but I don't know, for some reason I go a little deeper. I don't know. Maybe it's just my
maybe you don't go deeper. Maybe you're just incorrect.
Well, yeah, I could be incorrect, but I heard the word nappy. I heard that black people have to work harder for their appearance. I heard
I don't remember him saying nappy.
He said nappy about two or three times.
I do remember him saying that sometimes black folks have to work hard on their appearance.
He said that. And I actually wrote down what he said because I was so disgusted with it. He said we have to work harder on our appearance, which is not true.
Some people do work very hard to come out that beautified, especially with the hairstyles.
Some black
people have to work very hard at the hairstyles they wear, not only for the optics of the hairstyle, but the upkeep, the health of that hairstyle.
Yes.
I think that is accurate.
But that's not what he said. He said black people have to work harder on their appearance. He didn't say on their hair. He didn't say on a job.
I'm using the context of the conversation. The context of the conversation was about hair. I don't need to listen to it again, Deborah. I thought the guy was ignorant to a point, and he asked a direct question to an individual, and that person corrected his ignorance. I think that's the way it should work. Be stand up enough. If you have a question about black folk, ask the black person that you work alongside with, and that's what the guy did. I don't find any fault with that.
No, I don't find fault with that, but let me just also say, in reference to how we wear our hair, whether it's twists, dreadlocks, which I think that a lot of people have a problem with, because when I see a dreadlock, I tend to kind of see someone that's more natural in their heritage. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they just got the dreadlocks just because it looks good. But a lot of ones that I see, I think that they're more natural to their heritage, and I think that's what they see when they see these individuals, and they're fearful of that.
Now, being natural to your heritage has nothing to do with your hairstyle.
To some people, it does.
Here's the thing. Hairstyle is what you choose to express. Sometimes that expression is cultural. Other times that expression is stylistic. But it doesn't necessarily equate to you having a deep connection to your ancestry. And here's why I know that. Because I'm from the hood. And a whole lot of us had dreadlocks and braids. And a whole lot of us were not connected to anything ancestral. So I know that from experience.
Some people. Now, I didn't say a lot. I didn't say like how people.
No, that's
how
why
other people,
I did. I said
I was
some
saying
people.
Like when
yes,
I,
ma'am.
The ones that I've seen, not all of them, but the ones that I've seen and I actually spoken to, and well, you can kind of tell the difference sometimes, but I don't try to judge people. But when I've spoken to
Well, that's
to
the thing.
Someone,
I really don't try to tell the difference. I really don't, because I just love black people generally. So I could care less about the hairstyle you got. I just don't use those qualifiers to say if you're connected to the ancestors. I just don't do that.
Okay, let me say this. I love them too, because I am. And only reason I was calling in today, because I don't care how you wear your hair, if it's clean, if it looks good, and I have no issue with that. The only issue that I really had was with your caller using the words that he used. There's a way that you can say things and people can understand what you're saying. And I think it was reverse psychology to use those words and to say it in those type of ways. And I learned a lot of that from listening to Trump too.
And that's fine. As I said, I think the guy was authentic. I think he was sincere wanting someone to dispel his ignorance. And I think his conversation when he called the show was a sincere conversation about how his ignorance was dispelled. I don't think he was trying to use any reverse psychology in that phone call. Okay?
Okay. All right. We can agree to disagree. Have a great day.
Thank you. Have a great day.